If you would, turn in your Bibles to John chapter 10. I'm going to do something that is different from what we normally would do on Sunday. Normally I preach on Ephesians. But since this is Communion Sunday, I'm going to do something that maybe more preachers should do. I'm going to give attention to the reading of God's Word. And it focuses on, when we celebrate communion, we celebrate Jesus as our Good Shepherd. And what I'm going to do this morning is radical departure from what I normally do. I'm going to just merely read what John has written and make only one comment, and then I'm going to ask the ushers, if they would, to pass out the elements. So all I'm going to do, and no, I'm not trying to get out of a sermon, but I think sometimes it would be better for preachers to let the Word of God be declared with none of their comment or opining on it. Shall we turn to John chapter 10? John chapter 10, Jesus as the Good Shepherd, starting in verse 1. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes before them. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. A stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of a stranger. This figure of speech Jesus spoke to them, but they did not understand what those things were which he had been saying to them. Jesus therefore said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved and shall go out, in and out, and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, beholds the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, My own know me. Even as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me. I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I have received from my Father. After these words, there arose a division among the Jews because of these words. And many of them were saying, he has a demon and is insane. Why do you listen to him? Others were saying, these are not the sayings of a one who is demon-possessed. A demon cannot open the eyes of the blind, can they? My sheep hear my voice. They follow me. And a stranger they will not follow.